This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NBA draft happens tomorrow at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Teams choosing from a group of mostly college basketball players looking for the next LeBron or Steph Curry, that once-in-a-generation player who can change a team's fortunes or at least get them closer to a championship. And most teams these days have a secret weapon that they think helps them pick the best players. Emphasis on think. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
When you hire a kid right out of college, it's kind of a leap of faith. Sure, you interview them, but you don't really know if they're going to be any good at the job. The NBA draft should be different, says David Barry, a professor at Southern Utah University.
So this should be a lot easier. It's not, but it's supposed to be. This shouldn't be that hard.
Teams are mostly drafting prospects they've seen play in college. They've collected lots of data on how they perform. They've put them through workouts.
Information is basically perfect.
Alan Sanderson studies the business of sports at the University of Chicago. He says pretty much everything that can be known about these guys is known. But
in the distribution of championships, chance is non-trivial.
Maybe that coveted draft pick's knees won't hold up. Maybe he won't perform as well against NBA pros as he did against college players. Maybe he gets derailed by bad personal choices. Brent Evans at Georgia College and State University says the majority of number one draft picks do go on to be NBA All-Stars. But later picks truly are like playing the lottery.
Drafting, say, third or fourth is probably really not that advantageous. Those players, more often than not, are simply just run-of-the-mill NBA players.
Victor Matheson is a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
Despite the huge amount of additional emphasis that's been put into quantitative analysis in sports in the NBA, there still seem to be just as many diamonds in the rough that are missed out on.
And just as many busts at the top of the draft, too. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.